What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Back to Old School with DP and Jay on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Welcome back to Old School, 93.7 The Ticket. We want to thank you folks for all of the texts that came in. Greatly appreciate it. We'll get to those top of the hour, 5 o'clock. And we'll bring Jay Foreman back in, and we'll continue the conversation. So, as we tend to do in this space, is to pull ourselves out of just the general vacuum of sports, and we go into a community and kind of being there for each other. And this is a time of season where it's a time to show off the good in us for each other on a regular basis. Today we have the honor to have John Mabry from Lincoln Food Bank with us. Rick Meyer is also here with us from Beatrice Bakery, and the idea and the concept came together that we had some mutual energy in that we wanted to take care of some other folks, and the best way to do that with Beatrice Bakery was for them to provide some product. First of all, I'll welcome John Mabry to the show. John, thank you for making time for us today.
Thank you.
You're familiar in this space. This microphone isn't new to you. Before we get into the why, let them know who. You're a sports guy through and through, and now you're living through greater hearts and making folks do good things for good people. But tell the folks a little of your background for those that don't know.
Yeah, thanks, DP. I was at the Journal Star working alongside one of your colleagues for a while there at in the sports department from about 97 to, well, I was at the Journal Star till about 2011. And a friend, Scott Young, formerly our executive director at the food bank, and I had some conversations about making a career change. And so I was hired as development director at the Food Bank of Lincoln in 2011, and I was just really fortunate to get to make that move, and had a great time at the Journal Star with sipping all those guys and lots of good folks there. But it was a opportunity that I was just really fortunate to get, and have been there for 11 years, and I still get to do a little writing on the side, and so that's nice because it's a passion. I'm lucky to be doing what I'm doing now. So I'm really grateful for the chance to be with you all.
What would you write about the current state of affairs of Nebraska football? Well, give me the headline. Give me the headline.
The headline. Yeah. Oh gosh, I've seen all these rule puns, and I won't do that. Yeah. But I've been wrong about every one of the new coaches or athletic directors throughout my time, so I don't think I should say anything, but I'm I'm optimistic, and I, you know, I didn't grow up a Husker fan, but I always, it's just better. It's life is just better around here when the Huskers are doing well. I do follow the volleyball program. I'm actually got a side project working on a book on the history of the volleyball program. Wonderful story there, obviously, but it's just, you know, I root for the Huskers because I know how happy all my family and friends are. Everything's better. When I came to Lincoln in 97, I apparently had something to do with the demise, because 97 things were pretty good.
So we now know what it is. They said they thought it was Little Red.
Yeah.
But now we know it's Tom Avery.
Yeah. I am so sorry, everyone, but I'm excited. You know, I thought Scott Frost was going to do great things, and well, that didn't maybe work out, obviously, but I hope it goes great for Coach Rhule. And
we all do. Yeah. And, like, that's the thing. That's the part of the community thing. No matter what, how you feel about how we get there, we all want to get to the same place.
Yep.
Rick Meyer, let him know where the heart of you comes from. I mean, you're from here, and you're doing so much for this community. And I think today is an opportunity for me to say thank you once again for what you allow us to do in this community. There are thousands of smiles that have happened because you allowed and you facilitated it happening. So I'll say thank you to that. But where does your heart come from? I mean, you're in business here, but your family's here. Where does it come from?
I think it really comes from how I grew up. And, you know, fortunately enough, my father was, we always call them the old school, but for the right way. And he taught me a long time ago that handshake is the most valuable thing you ever have. And obviously, as you grow, and whether it's business or with other people, sometimes it's interesting that little things in life hit you and it changes your life. You know, when this whole COVID thing went on, and then everything that's gone on since then, and the demise of excitement, and everybody was depressed, it was interesting that without me really realizing it, I was searching for something. So I started to take a look at on all the social media and all the negativity and all the thing. It hit me one day that I watched a couple of videos of Goodwill of a group of teachers buying a car for a janitor that had walked to school for 15 years, never asked for anything, and he did his job. And it hit me, and I started to look at all the likes, and then I got addicted to it, and I realized that people are craving hope, goodwill, and just being general in their honesty, general in their heart. And I got to be honest, it saved my hope in the world. It changed how I thought about just people in general. And so I guess I want to thank everybody that's given Beatrice Bakery an opportunity to show a passion, to help put smiles on people's faces, to join with really good people. Because when you align yourself with good people, good things happen.
We keep saying it. I want to bring in station boss Mark Onweiler for his perspective, and then you can kind of lead the conversation into why we're all here today.
Yeah, sure. You know, it's been about a year since we've been working hand in hand with Beatrice Bakery, and we've gotten some really cool opportunities over that time to spread some joy throughout the greater Lincoln area. You know, we've given away a whole lot of fruitcake over that time to folks who, whether they needed it or deserved it, folks that we liked to recognize here on our airwaves. And I know across the board, we did it across all of our shows for a period of time, and it was fun to watch.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
The hosts get to give, you know, because that's such a big part of the process, and it brought us closer to the community, which is, I know, a big goal of yours and Rebecca's when you bought this station was to be more ingrained within the community and be part of the community. And Rick and Beatrice Bakery were gracious enough to allow us to use their product as a vehicle to do that. But didn't want to stop there, and especially with that being about a year ago and with the holidays coming up, Rick wanted to do something bigger than that, grander than that, and he came up with this idea to get the food bank involved. And so with that said, I'm going to toss it back over to Rick and let him say what's going on here today.
Rick, how about it?
Well, we are super excited. We are very privileged to be able to hand some really tasty product for those of you at the food bank to allow other people to share. And it is for one reason, and it is the reason that I spoke earlier about. It is doing the right things for the right reasons, and I'm unbelievably privileged and excited to be able to do this. And I hope everybody that's listening takes a minute, even if it's one day between now and the end of the year, to think about what we're talking about and give goodwill to just one person. It will change their life if they do it for the right reasons.
John, it is, and I want to give people also another opportunity to take what happens here. And as Rick hands over some product for you to do what you do, and the Angels work that you do, but a chance for other folks, so the folks who are listening, to also open their hearts up and reach out to the Lincoln Food Bank. What's the best way? What are the best things? What are the greatest needs that the food bank has? And then what are the greatest, easiest ways for our listeners to help?
Well, first of all, we really appreciate what Rick's doing and everything. As I mentioned to Rick a little before I came on, Beatrice is one of our is a big community for us, as our, you know, we have so many in our 16 counties. I call them our 16 kids that we've got to take care of. And this is going to help in a big way. So grateful for that. And we also talk about how people got to eat. And at holiday time, it's harder for a lot of folks. So, but to answer your question, DP, you know, I always go right to the website for great information on how folks can help at www. How many W's is
3.
It? LincolnFoodBank.org is the place to go. And we have information about how folks can help us as volunteers with their time, with their treasure, with donations. We were very fortunate on Giving Tuesday yesterday and got great support yesterday. So thankful for that from everyone around here that helped on that day. But, what we do tell folks is you don't have to go out and buy a bunch of, you know, food at the grocery store to help us, but see what you have. And if you have food that you can donate, great. All we ask is that if you're just getting rid of the trash, that's not how we operate at the food bank. We want, if it's something that we want folks to donate things that they would like to eat, mm-hmm. not stuff that they just have no use for, and then, well, I'll just give it away. What the heck?
Right.
We don't want to see that. But, yeah, you know what? Everything from peanut butter and jelly to You know, all the great canned vegetables and things are out there. Non-perishable, perishable, we can figure out a way to handle just about anything. But dollars go a long way, too. So we do tell folks, you know, if you can, go to our website and make a donation that way. Because we can take every dollar and turn that into approximately three meals for folks who could use a little boost. And, you know, the need is we are actually, unfortunately, seeing lines now that are surpassing pandemic, height of the pandemic type of lines that we saw. We do a food distribution at the new food bank. Nate's been out there, you know, and we had over 900 families just a couple weeks ago, and we anticipate possibly 1,000 or more on Friday when we do it again. So every little bit helps, every dollar helps, every you know, jar of peanut butter helps. So, and Beatrice Bakery, what you're doing is awesome, so thank you.
What I would ask is, for the listeners that are just thinking you're there, that little thing that you do that is extra and above, donate. I'd like to offer the station as a place for folks who want to drop off stuff. They can also, if you would please, John, give the address for folks to drop off as well. If they have items that they want to donate, give them the address and a time boundary that they can donate.
Yep. Folks are always welcome to come out to the food bank. We're kind of near the airport, 1221 Kingbird Road, our great new place in Northwest Lincoln. Ideally, folks would come out between 8 and 4 and make a donation if you have something you'd like to bring out. Most of the grocery stores in town have food bank barrels, you know, and so you can do it that way. I hope it's okay to mention that just about every Edward Jones office in our 16 counties collects donations for the food bank. So if folks are wondering, they want someplace closer to home, that's another easy way you can do it. So there's all sorts of options for that.
So I'll also add, I'm going to speak for Rick, Beatrice Bakery. If folks want to drop off items there, I'm pretty sure Rick would accept and deliver.
Yeah, absolutely.
We'll make ourselves available here at the station. We'll do that as well. We had a question from the text line. Said, please ask John if they accept beef that is butchered locally in Gage County and owned by one of our listeners, stamped not for sale. Can you accept that?
We absolutely can. The only rules we have there, and it sounds like we'd be good there as long as it's a licensed locker and that the packaging is clearly labeled, we can absolutely take that.
Text line, again, 402-464-5685. You have the freedom. You have the open invitation. If you'd like to make a donation, you want to do it through the station, you want to do it at the station, you want to do it through out in Beatrice or directly to the food bank, you can, in fact, do so. We will applaud you as you do it. And then share that's what you're doing so that we can get other folks to the table and get other folks taken care of. John Mabry, thank you for what you do on a day-by-day basis. Yeah. Because it's important. Rick, of course, thank you for what you do and what you allow us and help us to do. Greatly appreciate it. But it is a time. It is the season. Let's not forget the real reason why we're celebrating. We'll be right back.
Watch Old School Live on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5HETIDE.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5HETIDE.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.